What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that's like the Hoover Dam in a can. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we look at my top 5 overlooked movies. We all have that handful of films that we champion that nobody else seems to have seen, and in some cases, even heard of. Good and even great movies come out all the time. They get pushed aside in the public consciousness in favor of the latest multiplex, effects-driven mega blockbuster. Whether they're mismarketed, they have lower budgets, or they don't star the latest pneumatically enhanced, impossibly attractive It couple, these films don't quite reach the audience they deserve. With that, I give you my top 5 overlooked movies. Number 5, Lucas, 1986. There were a lot of good coming-of-age movies in the 1980s. In fact, you couldn't swing a dead cat in that decade without hitting 2 or 3. But Lucas is rarely mentioned in discussions of those films. The movie stars Corey Haim as Lucas, Charlie Sheen as Cappy, and Winona Ryder as Rena in one of her earliest roles. Haim portrays Lucas, a very nerdy, socially awkward young teen. He likes science and bugs, he wears thick glasses and doesn't really comb his hair. He's trying hard to fit in, often too hard. He joins the football team to impress a girl, and pays the price for that. Haim made a lot of really terrible movies in the 80s and 90s, but this is his best movie, and a notable exception. It's a well-written movie, it feels very genuine, and because of that it's sometimes very uncomfortable to watch. This is very true if, like a lot of us, you were ever mercilessly picked on or felt like you were on the outside looking in. It's also very sweet and funny too, and it's well worth your time. Number 4, Death at a Funeral, 2007. When the patriarch of a dysfunctional British family dies, his messed up brood all come together to pay last respects. The claws come out, as well as the secrets, and disaster upon disaster pile up at the somber event. Peter Dinklage and Alan Tudyk are two American standouts in this comedy of errors that also features Matthew McFadden, Rupert Graves, and a whole host of English, hey, it's that guys, remade in 2010 with Chris Rock, but the stuffy Britishness of the original is loads funnier. Number 3, Carnival of Souls, 1962. Herc Harvey made industrial and educational films in the 1950s and 60s, and sadly, Carnival of Souls is his only feature. Candace Hilligoss plays Mary Henry, a woman haunted by a strange vision that draws her to an old carnival, all while coping with the stresses of moving across country for a new job. This one has become a bit of a cult favorite over the last few years and should appeal to fans of The Twilight Zone and Romero's Night of the Living Dead. It really feels like it was ahead of its time for 1962. Number 2, The Slammin' Salmon, 2009. Mention Broken Lizard and everyone thinks of Super Troopers or Beer Fest, but I think 2009's The Slammin' Salmon should come to mind too. Michael Clark Duncan plays Cleon Slammin' Salmon, a retired boxer, now restaurant owner. The Broken Lizard crew, along with Colby Smulders and April Bowlby, are his barely competent Slammin' Salmon waitstaff. They're in competition for a $10,000 bonus that goes to the night's top seller, ensuring sabotage, threats, and other shenanigans. Cameos from Will Forte, Morgan Fairchild, Olivia Munn, and Vivica Fox as patrons add to the fun. Michael Clark Duncan steals the movie as Cleon Salmon, the boxer who took about 52 mini shots to the skull over his career. Cleon murders common words and mixes metaphors, all while assuming that there isn't any problem that can't be solved by punching it. And number 1, Pirates, Band of Misfits from 2012. Children's animated movies tend to fall into the Pixar Disney tier and then basically everything below that of varying quality from Fox and DreamWorks. Pirates, Band of Misfits came out the same year as Brave, Wreck-It Ralph, Frankenweenie, Madagascar 3, and The Lorax, and it might be better than any of them. Pirates comes from Aardman Entertainment, the brilliant minds behind Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run. It's a very smart movie that has Pirate Captain, that's his name, and his motley crew teaming up with Charles Darwin, voiced by David Tennant, versus Queen Victoria, who is hellbent on eating Pirate Captain's parrot, named Polly, of course. The writing is incredibly sharp and fast-paced, with several running gags that instead of becoming tired, get funnier each time they hit. The dialogue is rapid-fire, and I pick up new jokes with each subsequent viewing. This movie is chock-full of fun, and there are tons of visual gags to such a degree that repeated viewing is almost required. The fact that this movie wasn't bigger than Madagascar 3 is a crime against movies. There you have it, my top 5 overlooked movies. Have your own list? I know you do. Additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at OtterDisaster, or in the comments at MajorSpoilers.com. You can also read my weird humor and pop culture-inspired comics on Mondays and Wednesdays at BrainTeaserComics.com. If you have any other questions or topics for future shows or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@MajorSpoilers.com. And be sure to join the full crew in the next installment of Top 5.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.